This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Eddie Graham. Eddie is a musician, and he will be performing this weekend, Friday night at the Orchard at Alta Pass, and then Saturday night at the Burnsville Town Center. Eddie brings his hot jazz ensemble to the mountains for two nights of traditional New Orleans jazz and swing. Seating is limited at the Orchard, so get your tickets early. Concerts are at 7:30 for both venues. Tickets for either performance are $20 each and available at the venues, or contact Terry or Ruth McKinney at 828-460-7545. Welcome, Eddie. What can we expect this Friday and Saturday night?
Well, it's traditional jazz, New Orleans style. Some people call it Dixieland, but we're a little more progressive and it involves some swing, which would be the big band era, Duke Ellington and Count Basie.
How many people are in your ensemble?
We have seven this year. I will say that the musicians come from all corners, from Washington State, from Ohio. The rest of the players come from my area, Tampa, Florida.
Eddie, tell us about your relationship with the Orchard.
About 4 years ago, living in Florida, I worked with entertainer Brian Girl. He puts on quite a good show, and they tour all through Florida in the winter. But he resides here in the summer. And about 4 years ago, he invited me up to do a concert here in Burnsville. And that's how I got exposed to the mountain culture. And I was the guest of Bill and Judy Carson, who are co-owners of the Orchard. So I found out about the Orchard, and I love that the atmosphere there and the music, you know, everything. And so I approached them about, how about having a jazz night at the Orchard? And we were a little reticent because, well, would the mountain folk like to hear jazz, you know? Especially, I'm a drummer, and a lot of the bluegrass musicians disdain drums. Drums are generally absent from really true Appalachian music. So we took a gamble and had one night at the Orchard. This would have been 3 years ago. And we were so surprised. Extra chairs had to be brought in, and we were pleasantly surprised, I must say. So they've scheduled it again. This year I've expanded the band slightly. Join us.
Eddie's resume reads like a who's who. He's played with so many great ones. He has a story about how he got together with Elvis. Tell us about that, Eddie.
I lived in Vegas for about 15 years, my career there, accompanying various shows and acts. And one night I was in the cafeteria or in the restaurant, and the musical director from the International Hotel came in, and this was around 10 o'clock at night. He said, "Ed, the percussionist at the hotel is ill. Could you fill in the midnight show for Elvis?" Sure, you know, of course I jumped at the chance, but I had never seen the music or played, and in fact, I was not an Elvis fan, really. I'm a jazz player, you know, and so the rock and roll stuff didn't really interest me, but they needed a percussionist for the midnight show at the International Hotel in 1970. So, of course, I agreed and did it and winged my way through the show. And I was very impressed. There were 30 pieces on the stage. We had a 16-piece big band. There was four male vocals, four female vocalists, and a string section. And it was a very impressive show, you know. So I was really awed, and I didn't know what to expect. But so then I just filled in that night as a substitute. A few weeks later, I got a call from Colonel Parker. He said, "Elvis is coming back in a few months to the hotel, not returning engagement. He would like you to play, be his percussionist." So I was not the drummer, I was the percussionist, which meant I played the kettle drums, the timpani, the bells and chimes and vibraphone and tambourines and hand drums. This was in the early 70s, before percussionists were popular with bands, so there wasn't much music scored for percussion, and I was left at my own devices to some degree. I had to create parts for myself.
Real compliment to have someone like Elvis and his group want you to play with them.
It was. Oh, man.
Our thanks to Eddie Graham for joining us on this edition of Close Up. Eddie Graham brings his hot jazz ensemble to the mountains for two nights of traditional New Orleans jazz and swing this Friday night at the historic Orchard at Alta Pass and Saturday, August 1st, this Saturday at the Burnsville Town Center. Seating is limited at the Orchard, so get your tickets early. Concerts at 7:30 for both venues. Tickets for either performance are $20 each and available at the venues, or contact Terry or Ruth McKinney at 828-460-7545. Thanks, Eddie, for joining us. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.